My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Allen Bloom, AllenBloom. And it was dictated on October 25th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD has significantly improved from a stage 4 and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease, status post stents, and open heart surgery are also part of the differential. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 29 from 35, creatinine of 1.68 from 2.24, and a GFR of 39 from 28. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms and he is euvolemic, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 166 over 73. The patient's blood pressure readings at home have remained stable. Period. We recommend decreased sodium intake in the diet in continuation of the current regimen. Period. Number three, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 198. From 169. The rest of the lipid panel is good. The patient admits to consuming simple carbohydrates, which we discussed a decreased intake of, period. He currently takes phenofibrate. to manage the phenofibrate and Zetia to manage the cholesterol, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. The recent hemoglobin A1C has increased to 8.7% from 8.6%. It has gradually increased over the last few visits, period. The diabetes is managed by his primary care provider. We recommend starting either Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, or Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, to help improve the hemoglobin A1C, period. From a nephrology perspective, the Farxiga is the primary drug of choice due to the renal and cardiovascular protection as well as weight loss benefits, period. The next line, hyperuricemia / gout with uric acid level of 6.6 from 4.9, period. At one point, his uric acid level was 9.4 and he was started on Uloric 40 milligrams daily. Period. Due to the cost of the medication, the patient states he has not taken the Uloric for more than 10 days. period. He is not a candidate for allopurinol, A-L-L-O-P-U-R-I-N-O-L, because he is currently taking Coumadin, and also because the allopurinol is nephrotoxic. Since the patient fluctuates between a stage 3B and a stage 4, it is not recommended that he takes the allopurinol at this time period. We will closely monitor the uric acid level with monthly standing orders for uric acid levels, period. And if we must restart the Uloric in the future, we will consider performing a prior authorization to see if the insurance company will cover the drug, period. Next line, coronary artery disease / atrial fibrillation. he is status post-stent, and he also had open heart surgery in the past. He is also taking Coumadin for the atrial fibrillation period. The INR is managed by the primary care physician, period. Next line, BPH without lower urinary tract symptoms. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup, period. End.